And it's now 22 minutes before 11 o'clock. Our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month feature is still coming up, as are the armadillos. Now, it's a pleasure to introduce to you. We had to find an older guitarist. We had a 14-year-old guitarist, so we had to dig real deep here, and we went to Mars. We went out to Butler County and Mars Area High School to find a 15-year-old Michael Ciriani.
I couldn't tell you what's ahead. I've forgotten what's behind. When they ask me how I'm doing, I tell them I'm all right, yeah. Tears blow away my fears. I took a trip to find my soul. I left my worries in the graveyard. I met a man who wore a deep red coat. Guess he was cold. Well,
that's Michael Ciriani at the Saturday Light Brigade. You've got a great voice.
Thank you very much.
And you like to sing, I can tell. And when your biography was given to me, one of the things noted in it was Bob Dylan and Woody Guthrie as being definitely influences. And your guitar playing there, simplicity isn't quite what I mean, but the straightforwardness of it really reminded me of something he would do. When did you discover Woody Guthrie?
You know, I was into Bob Dylan first, and after, you know, watching a bunch of things on Bob Dylan actually looked up to Woody Guthrie, and I figured I'd look into him, and, you know, he's just an amazing musician.
That's great. That's a good way. Yeah. And Woody Guthrie could lead you to Cisco Houston and some other players. Tell me about your songwriting a bit, because that was also, in additionally to being well-sung and well-played, a really well-written song.
Yeah, you know, I think the best songs are, you know, yours. And the best songs are the ones that just come out, you know, not sitting down and saying, oh, I'm going to write a song about this. It's sitting down and it just coming out. It just flows out.
So will you find yourself kind of in marathon writing sessions, not struggling, but just wanting to get it all done as fast as it's in your head? I mean, is it almost like bubbling over?
Yeah. I mean, there's things, you know, they'll pop into my head and I'll write down, you know, poetry or just write, and then I'll form them into songs and, you know, it just comes when it comes.
Do you ever have to pull over or, well, you're not driving yet. you're 15. You might have a learner's permit. I don't know. But do you ever have to stop what you're doing and write something down before you forget it?
Yeah, definitely. Thoughts pop into my head and I just got to write them down before I forget.
I'm guessing, is this your mom out here? I thought so. I don't know how well you can see her, but she's got this huge smile on her face as you're playing. And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in now or later when they listen to the on-demand
version
of this?
Say hi to my friends and family and definitely my guitar teacher, who is the same as Jake's, Eric Brockschmidt. He's brought me a long way with music writing and, you know, music in itself, so...
Excellent. Well, there's some other things I want to ask you, but I want to be sure we get to more songs, too. If you're just joining us, this is our weekly Youth Expression Showcase. You know, I was just telling Andy Collier, who's here today as a new member of our staff, and, you know, 2 weeks ago we had 18 sixth-grade performance poets all together, and next week we have 30 choral singers in fourth and fifth grade, and we've had classical pianists that are seniors. It's great to have so much diversity, and you're adding a lot to that. So let's hear your next song. What's it called?
All right, this is The Traveling Blues. I wrote this song a while ago, so this is kind of old for me.
Got to meet your teacher. Between you and Jake, both very different styles, obviously, but you're just a great player, Michael. Do you play other instruments?
I fool around on the piano, but basically guitar, harmonica are my main instruments.
And do you live right in Mars? Great. Mars is one of my favorite places. I've always liked beautiful downtown Mars. Have you thought about life after Mars Area High School?
I have. I definitely want to keep writing, and I want to travel. I just want to, you know, leave and travel, see new places, meet new people, and just write music.
Yeah, that song, as you were playing it, I heard a real desire to travel in that song from the way you were singing it. Now, I was told that you met a guy named Langhorne Slim.
I did.
Langhorne is sort of punk folk kind of all over the place kind of guy. Tell me about him. I don't know much about him.
He is, I was introduced to him by Eric, my teacher, and he is, he's just definitely different. He puts a lot of emotion into his music, and he's really taught me a lot of things. And when I met him last year at his concert, it was just really cool to meet him and see what kind of guy he is, and he's just a great guy.
That's great. It's good to have role models or people that you can look at as you try to develop yourself. We've got time for a couple more, and what's next?
All right, this is a newer one. It's kind of a bluesy one, slow one. I haven't named it yet, but here it goes.
Michael Siriani, you're a good songwriter. When did you write your first song? How old were you? If you recall,
it was probably right around the time I started taking lessons. So I was 6 when I started. So it was probably around there.
I'm not going to ask you to play it, but do you remember what it was about?
I don't even remember. I don't remember what it sounded like.
Do you play out much? Because the music that you're playing would do really well in a coffee house or that kind of venue, as would Jake's too. But Jake would probably need a quieter listening space to really appreciate what he did prior to you. But,
yeah, definitely.
But do you go out and play much?
Yeah, I do. I love playing in those places. You know, small places are the best because then you can really interact with you know, the audience and really get to know the people.
And I'm curious. I mean, the last song you played certainly seemed, I know you wrote it and it seemed, you know, very genuine. I can't imagine you writing a song that isn't genuine. I'm assuming your songs are real. Is it hard to kind of strip yourself bare like that and present those songs? That takes a heck of a lot of courage.
It is. You know, you can't think about, you know, what people are going to think of your music. You just got to write what, you know, what you're feeling and how you can relate to other people.
Did you have a turning point in that regard? I mean, did it take a while for you to be willing to share what you've created, especially with friends and family members. It's funny, strangers is kind of one thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's a little easier, but do you remember, did you sort of gradually just get there, or do you think there was a point, or maybe you were there the whole time? I don't know.
No, there's definitely, I'm still coming into that. You know, I've been finding myself, you know, finally getting the words to say what I really want to say. And, you know, that's where poetry comes in. You know, you can actually express yourself in artistic and creative ways.
Well, I hope you'll keep doing that. And I hope you'll come back too.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm glad we can get one more in. Anything else you wanted to mention, Michael, that I may not have asked you? Or
no, my music says everything. I hope so.
Great. Well, what would you like to close up with?
This next song, I don't have a name for it. I just recently, last night, finished the lyrics for it. So here it goes. I've got a warm coat, boots on my foot, and I'm going along. I ain't got no shiny gold, and that's possession for a fool, and I'm just gone along the way. I can't see it any day, it's right now. Seem to think not too well of me, but I can't see what I love anymore. 'Cause I can't know what's right, know what's wrong, see what's gone, and in the light I'm long. 'Cause I know everyone has got their song to sing, and everyone doesn't know what's along the road. Got a warm coat to keep me warm, and everywhere I go is warm, 'cause I've got love in the place I can't see.
Michael Suriani, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And come back.
Yeah, definitely. This was a great experience.
And visit us sometime. I hope we'll have him again. And that instructor, what's his name again? It's Eric.
Eric Brockschmidt.
Eric Brockschmidt must be doing something right. He's drinking the right water, or his students are doing a good job of following everything that's he's inspiring them to do. And clearly, he's giving them a lot of creativity. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.